Ida was diagnosed with breast cancer, so they came to see us. And I told her, I said, which breast is in? She said, the left. I said, okay, you have unforgiveness toward a female member of your family. And she did. She had unforgiveness, and it had brought breast cancer upon her left breast. When her and her husband, when they come out, and I told them, I said, okay, there's your problem. Repent, forgive your sister, and then we'll pray for you. We'll break the curse. We'll kick out the demon. And I said, then we'll pray with you in an agreement, and you're healed. And I said, okay, it's done. Now you don't need to go to the doctor no more. We had done exactly what God's word said do. So let me take you to James 5, 14, 15, and 16. And let me show you at James 5 what God says. It says, are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And their prayer offered in faith. So when you pray for somebody, this is the attitude you need to get into. I prayed for you. I guarantee your answer is there. Is that faith?
Yes.
At least from your point of view, you've done your part, right? I prayed for in faith. Now, what does it say? Let's go on and read. And their prayer offered in faith will heal the sick. Did it say maybe?
No.
It says it will. And the Lord will make them well. And anyone who has committed sins, they will be forgiven. I don't know about you, but I love that promise. That come from God. That's right straight out of the book. That's a guarantee from God to heal us if we pray in faith, right? Amen. And he said, Thurman, we've been in church all of our life. I have never heard anything like this. I have her scheduled for surgery on Thursday, so I'm going to take her and have the surgery done. Well, now, who's the head of the house?
He is.
He is. And of course, I can understand his logic when he said, I love this woman with all my heart. She's my wife, and I'm not going to lose her, so I'm going to take her and have the surgery done. So they take her to the doctor. They cut into her left breast. They realize that those knots and everything that were in there ain't there. She's healed, so they already got her cut open. They do some biopsies and come back and say, we don't understand, but there's no cancer. We checked it a couple of weeks ago. It's there, but now it ain't there. So something happened. It went away. Why do you think it went away? Who prayed? We did. That's right. We prayed the prayer of faith for that woman, and God honored our prayer of faith, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he took away the tumors and he healed her. Now then, they sew her back up. And a couple weeks later, they're out here sitting right there. And I noticed both of them crying. So I walk over right here and I said, what's wrong with you two? And Ferris, he said, Thurman, we are so sorry that we didn't believe the promises of God. He said, I had never seen anything like this in my life. I never heard any teaching like this, but I saw it was in the book, but I couldn't believe it because I'd never seen it done before. So he said, I took my wife down. They cut her open and found out that she was healed. There was no cancer, no tumors, no nothing. She's completely healed. And so said they sewed her back up. And now then that they sewed her up, it's drew on all the tissue so she can't raise her arm but about this high. It won't go no further because it stretches the skin and it hurts. And I said, you know, I believe that God fully understands y'all's situation. I said, he understands where you were coming from. You're both of you got tears of repentance, telling the Lord how sorry you are that you didn't believe him. I said, so now then I'm going to pray for you in faith, and I'm going to guarantee he's going to heal that arm right now in the name of Jesus. I just reached over and laid my hand on that shoulder, that left shoulder. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, fix her breast and let the tissue be normal and let her be able to raise her arm straight up in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done. You was here, wasn't you, Rosemary? I said, now raise your arm up. He said, right now? I said, yes, right now. I mean, show some faith. And so she starts up gently, and the arm just went whoosh, right all over, straight on up just like that. And everybody was here, went to jumping up and down and praising God. She was completely healed. And she learned a great lesson there, because after she got healed of the breast cancer, it wasn't but a few months after that, one day she come in and I said, wow, what's wrong with you? She said, I'm down in my back. And she said, I want you to pray for me. So I said, okay. I prayed for her. We repented of all sins, remitted sins and everything else. And I said, now then, how do you feel? She said, it don't feel no better. And so later on in the day, she's getting ready to go home. I said, how's your back? She said, it don't feel no better, but I'm healed. I said, you really believe it? She said, Thurman, I saw God heal my breast instantly. I know he can do it instantly, but there's some reason he's not doing it instantly. And I don't know what it is, but she said, I'm standing on his word till I get my healing. Well, 2 or 3 weeks, She came out here 1 or 2 days a week for 2 or 3 weeks, and every time she'd say, I'm healed, but I can't hardly walk, but I'm healed. She's praising the Lord. And after about, I don't know, a few weeks, whatever it was, she come bouncing in there one day. I said, uh-oh, it happened this week, didn't it? She said, yes, it happened this week. I have no pain in my back. And she's never had pain to this day. But guess what? By healing her instantly and then healing her over a little bit of time, Ida knows God heals. And he knows he heals every time. It says there, any among you sick, they should call for the elders of the church, have them pray over them, anointing them of all in the name of the Lord, and their prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make them well, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Just think, ladies and gentlemen, if that was the only healing verse we had in the whole Bible, who should be able to get healed from that? Every one of us, right? All we got to do is believe and have somebody pray for us in faith. Now then, if you ever do that somewhere and they say, now, Lord, we're going to use this verse in James 5, 14, 15, and 16. And if it be your will,
don't do it.
You might as well just go to house, right? Did God say we had to believe him? Why do you think God is that hard on us? Why don't God have a little compassion for us? I'll tell you why. Because we don't realize who we're dealing with. We're not dealing with a man. We're dealing with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of Gods. Is that right, brother? Yes. He is God. And whenever he'd put a scripture like Ephesians 3:20, anybody know what Ephesians 3:20 says? Let's see what it says. Now, glory be to God. By his mighty power at work within us, he is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or even hope. All we got to do is believe. Is that right?
Yes, right?
Now then, if any of us lacks wisdom, where are we going to get this kind of wisdom?
God.
We're going to get it from God. That's exactly right. And when you go to God and you say, Lord, I need wisdom how to deal with this cancer situation. Now, Lord, I realize it may not be your will to tell me. If that kind of words comes out of your mouth, guess what you're going to get from God? Nothing. I mean, he loves us. He wants to do good things for us, but he expects us as his children to do everything we do in faith. That's what the kingdom's ruled by, faith. We have the law of faith. We must believe faith. I mean, that's just like Mike back there, Mike and Gracie. When they first started coming here, they'd never heard this kind of teaching either. But they'd been in church all their life. They was redoing their house, and then he was doing the bathroom, and Gracie was in there helping him and everything. Mike, his back was hurting him and hurting him and hurting him. And finally, he got hurting so bad, he told her, I'm through. I can't go no more. And then she made a statement. She said, Mike, you know that Thurman said, God's word says, if two of us on earth agree about anything, it's done. And what verse did Thurman get that from?
Matthew 18:19.
So if Matthew 18:19 says, I tell you the truth, if two of you on earth agree about what?
Anything
that you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father, which is in heaven. Is that what he said?
Yes.
So anyway, Mike and Gracie, she prayed for her husband. And the minute she prayed and thanked God, Mike's pain in his back went away. And Mike ain't never had a back pain since. So guess what that done for Mike? That taught Mike how to pray for others. Is that right, Mike? Amen. I want you to realize that God is a God of love, but he's also a God of faith. And if you come to him in faith, once you've repented of your sins, he will answer you, he will heal you, he will meet your needs, he will do anything you ask him to do as long as you really believe. I think about this lovely lady sitting over there. Dee Dee's getting better every time I see her. Last week when I saw her, she had gained 14 pounds, you know. And she was terminal, technically speaking, just a few months ago. This girl was, she was on her way out. And now then she's on her way back in. It's been a hard, it's hard for people to believe God, isn't it? You know how difficult it is? If you were the wife and you'd fell in the floor and you'd hurt your knee and you'd hurt your face and your hands and everything else, you'd jam them and all those things, and you had a man, your husband, that come by and grabbed you and prayed over you, now told you, demanded that you get up and do something in the name of Jesus, some of you would tell him he's crazy. But he's not crazy. He understands faith, at least a little bit. You know, we should be learning how to walk in faith. And that's why people that receive awesome healings or miracles or answers to prayer or whatever, they need to not be hesitant to tell other people what God did for them. They need to know that God, He'll heal anybody that comes to Him and repents of sin and believes Him. That's just like whenever I prayed for Stan Johnson. He's a senior pastor of the Prophecy Club, and he's been in prophecy all his life. Now, he's had 3 or 4 healing ministers in his church in the last 20 years, and they've never seen a healing. So he has about 0 faith in healing ministers. You can understand, right? Well, the other day, God was going to change him. The Lord told him to do something, and he didn't do it. And so he fell playing racquetball and caught himself with his hands and separated both of his rotator cuffs. Now then, guess what the first thing he did? Went to the doctor, absolutely did. And the doctor told him he had to have surgery on both arms. No way he could be fixed outside of surgery on both arms. He walked out of that doctor's office saying, "Lord, I will not have surgery." So he preached the next Sunday in his church, and he couldn't raise his hands any higher than about this high. Just both arms were hurting like crazy. So as he walked out of the church Sunday morning on the way out to his car, he said, "Lord, I will do anything you tell me to do to get healed." And he got out there, and there's a 3x5 card under his windshield said, "Call Thurman Scrivener. Here's the phone number." So he called me on Monday and told me what he did. I said, "Do you know you committed a sin?" He said, "Oh, yeah, I know what I did wrong." He said, "The Lord told me to do something. I didn't do it, but," he said, "I have repented." And he said, "The pain got a little better after I repented." I said, "I'm going to pray for you in faith, and I'm going to guarantee you, since you confess your sin, I'm going to guarantee you when I pray for you, Jesus is going to heal you." Does that sound like faith? Yeah. And I prayed for him, and guess what God did?
Healed.
Instantly healed him. Yeah. And he called me the other day, and he said, "You got to come work at my church and do a healing school." He said, "Thurman, does everybody you pray for get healed?" I said, "Yes and no." He said, "What do you mean by that?" I said, "That everybody that repents of their sin and everybody that believes with no doubt in their heart when they're prayed for, they get healed."
Amen.
I said, "But if they have a sin that they're not willing to get rid of, or if they have not have enough word in them to have faith to believe, there's that doubt." I said, "If there's any doubt at all, or any kind of sin left at all," I said, "then I can pray all I want to, and it will not heal them."
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled "Don't Give Up Until God Gives Your Answer," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.